You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the concerns of civilian life. He seeks to please the commanding officer. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer ought to be the first to get a share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and descended from David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer to the point of being bound like a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. This is why I endure all things for the elect, so that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God not to fight about words. This is useless and leads to the ruin of those who listen. Be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. Avoid irreverent and empty speech, since those who engage in it will produce even more godlessness, and their teaching will spread like gangrene. Hymenaeus and Philetus are among them. They have departed from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and are ruining the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, bearing this inscription: "The Lord knows those who are his." And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also those of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument, set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful passions, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But reject foolish and ignorant disputes, because you know that they breed quarrels. The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but must be gentle to everyone, able to teach, and patient, instructing his opponents with gentleness. Perhaps God will grant them repentance, leading them to the knowledge of the truth. Then they may come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. Lord, we thank you for the kind of instruction we receive in this portion of Scripture. You're encouraging us to be people who sincerely live out our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And you encourage us to pass the truth of the gospel on to others as well. Lord, we know that in this world there are many things that can tempt us and lead us astray. And so you caution us to be mindful of those things so that we're aware that they exist and so that we don't give in to them. Because many have been taken captive by Satan or by evil things, and as a result, instead of following your will, they obey the will of the evil one. That was something taking place during the course of the Apostle Paul's ministry as he dealt with people who did not have a sincere faith in your Son. And that's something that occurs now as well. So we pray, Lord, that by your grace that we would be faithful stewards of what you've entrusted to us, that the message of your gospel would permeate our minds and our hearts, that we would live it out in all contexts of life, and that we would walk with integrity, not giving in to the passions of the sin nature. Thank you again, Lord, for these challenges from your word. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. My book, The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional, is now available in both paperback and Kindle editions. The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional is a 365-day devotional that was written with the goal of encouraging, refreshing, and strengthening your daily walk with Christ, and I hope you'll enjoy making it part of your daily routine. To learn more or to order a copy for yourself, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.